direct from Anaheim. It's blindbargains.com coverage of CSUN 2020. Brought to you by AFB Access World. For the latest news and accessibility information on mainstream and access technology, Apple, Google, Microsoft, and Amazon offerings, access technology book reviews and mobile apps, and how they can enhance entertainment, education, and employment, log on to Access World, the American Foundation for the Blind's free monthly online technology magazine. www.afb.org/aw. Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
CSUN 2020, we snuck into the exhibit hall before it opened just so we could talk to Venkatesh Shari, CEO, President of Orbit Research. A lot of big announcements at CSUN. Venkatesh, welcome back to the podcast.
Thank you, J.J.
That's okay, whatever you want to call it. It all works. It's not a problem at all. So the big news of the conference is a whole bunch of new Orbit stuff. So why don't we start with the Orbit Reader 20 Plus and tell me a little bit about that. What's the Plus mean?
Sure. The Plus basically is an evolution of the Orbit Reader 20, which at this point in time is the widest selling Braille display in the market. And it builds upon its capabilities and adds some enhanced features. So the enhancements in the Plus model are an onboard translator, which allows forward and backward translation from Braille to text. And it also adds some onboard applications, such as a clock, an alarm feature, a calendar with appointments, and a calculator.
So these new features, as in the previous stuff, it's all being delivered through Braille, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. So the 20 Plus, just to describe the physical, it's the exact same look as the previous one, right?
Exactly. It'll look and feel exactly the same. And all the functions that were on the Orbit Reader 20 remain more or less the same. We also added, though, the ability to set profiles. So through these profiles, you can choose different languages to be active for different types of operations. So you could have a certain language or a type of contraction for reading versus writing versus system messages.
Oh, that's interesting. Does it also enable, say, bilingual use? Or?
Yes. So you could have a reading language set to English while your writing language or your system language is Spanish.
And, of course, you already have all the screen reader support available, so that's going to carry over, I would assume.
That is correct. So the Orbit Reader 20 and the Orbit Reader 20 Plus support all of the popular screen readers, including VoiceOver, BrailleBack, JAWS, NVDA, Narrator, Supernova, System Access, as well as Chromebox and VoiceView for the Amazon Fire tablets.
Well, that's a bit of a list. So let's unpack this for just a bit, because of course the Orbit Reader 20 has had a bit of history, production delays, things like that. Tell us how you got to now, and what have you learned from the past few years?
So certainly we had more than our fair share of challenges in the early days of Orbit Reader 20. We had issues related to production and quality, mainly stemming from the fact that the volumes that we had originally planned for were not really to be had, and as a result, we had to develop alternate vendors, which took quite a bit of time and effort to be able to obtain the quality that we needed. So those issues took us some time, and we have been able to resolve all of those. We have now very good processes, a really good set of vendors that are able to deliver us consistent quality, and we now have a very high confidence in the products that we have been shipping for over the last year.
Now, a much more unforeseen thing is, of course, the COVID-19 going on and affecting lots of industries. Is that going to affect you at all as far as delivering product, or do you already have the 20 Plus in hand and ready to go?
We have the 20 and the 20 Plus in hand and shipping now. We don't anticipate any impact to these products from the COVID-19 related issues.
Okay, great. So the 20 Plus is available now, and what's the pricing on that?
The 20 Plus retails for $699 in the US, and it's available to ship now.
So the original 20 is still available as well, correct?
That is correct, yeah. The original 20 is still available. It's priced at $599 in the U.S., and that's the same price as it has been over the last year.
Is the difference entirely software-based, and is there an upgrade path?
The difference actually is in the hardware as well as the software.
Okay.
So there is an upgrade path. Folks who have an Orbitrator 20, we will introduce an upgrade plan, and they'll be able to send in their Orbitrator 20, and we will upgrade the hardware and ship it back to them.
Is there pricing for that yet?
Pricing for that has not been set yet, but it will be set over the next week or so.
Okay. Well, this in itself would be exciting, except that's just one of several products that you have here. So let's move over to the 40, which is, has a lot of the similar features. Someone thinks that's really funny in the background. I'm not sure if the mic's picking that up. there's a 40 cell that's also being shown here at the show. Has a few additional features. Talk about that.
Sure. So the 40 cell has many of the features that we just introduced on the Orbitrator 20 Plus. The obviously it has 40 cells instead of 20. It also has cursor routing keys, and the onboard translator, as in the Orbitrator 20 Plus, is there on the 40 as well. It can translate back and forth from Braille to text. It also has onboard apps such as a clock, a calendar, alarms, appointments, and a calculator. And it has a USB host port, which allows plugging in a flash drive or thumb drive, whatever you want to call it, and a USB-C charging port, which is also used for communication, instead of the micro B USB port, which was on the Orbitrator 20 and the 20 Plus.
Got you. So you can charge or connect to external devices using the USB-C?
That's correct.
Okay. So why cursor routing on this one and not on the 20?
So the 40 is a, the Orbitrator 40 is a 40 cell display, obviously, and we understand that the cursor routing is more important in a 40 cell display. On a 20 cell display, even though cursor routing might be desirable, it is, since the display size is short, it's relatively easy to navigate using the cursor control keys that are already on the device. And this being a completely new design, we designed in the cursor routing keys from the very start. And so that's really good.
Sure. Okay. What's the pricing for that and the release timeline?
The Orbitrator 40 is priced at $1,399 in the U.S. And the release timeline is in early July.
And you anticipate these products, you're going to sell them, and they're going to be available through some dealers as well, right?
That's correct. We are going to be selling these products direct as well as through our network of distributors in the U.S. and worldwide.
Okay, great. And that would be amazing, but except we're not done. another one, this one really caught my attention, and I know a lot of people have been talking about it. A $99, essentially Bluetooth input device, a little Braille keyboard called the Orbit Writer. Tell me more about that.
So the Orbit Writer is a very compact device, roughly the size of a typical smartphone. It's very slim. It's intended to be pocketable and easy to carry in a purse or in your pocket. And it has six keys in a Perkins-style layout. It's at a space bar, keys for dots 7 and 8 as well, and a cursor pad with up, down, left, right arrows and a select button. And the intention is to pair it with your smartphone or computer, and where it works exactly the same as a Braille device would, except that it is for input only. So it connects using the screen reader, so you can use it with all of the screen readers that we talked about earlier, VoiceOver to JAWS, and allows you to not only input text in Braille, but also control your smartphone or computer using shortcut keys.
Let's describe the layout a little more. Where is the cursor pad, and where is like the space bar and the keys all in relationship to each other?
Sure. So the dots 1, 2, 3, and 4, 5, 6 are towards the end of the device, that is, that would typically be away from the user.
Yep.
And then below that and in the center are the cursor keys. in a circular type of configuration. And the space bar and dots 7 and 8 are next to the space bar. The space bar is at the sort of at the bottom of the unit towards the user. So it's a very similar layout to the Orbiter 20.
Okay. Another feature of this that caught my attention and I thought was pretty unique for the price point is haptic vibration feedback.
Yes, so we have vibration feedback for various events, so such as turning the device on or off, or to obtain feedback on battery level, to indicate when pairing has been accomplished. So those are all conveyed through vibration.
In different patterns.
For different patterns.
I mean, what is the charging and port situation?
So it is. It has a USB micro B port. And the battery is a fast charging battery, charges in less than 2 hours, and provides a usable life of at least 3 days. In most cases, it'll be a lot more than that.
3 days, like how many hours per day? Or
8 hours per day.
Okay, well, gotcha. So 24 hours, essentially, if you're typing.
If you're typing continuously.
A lot, yes. Right. And because you already have the screen reader drivers and everything for the reader, these are going to work straight out of the box, or you have to wait for screen reader support later on.
Exactly. It works right out of the box with all of the platforms, and it allows a completely seamless connection, and it can be connected to multiple devices, and you can switch using hotkey combinations between multiple devices. So you could pair it with your phone, your tablet, your computer, and be able to switch between them.
I do think the price is key here. You know, there was one other Braille keyboard device several years back, the Braille Pen Slim, but it was priced much higher and didn't really gain a lot of traction. But I think at $99, right, that's got to be one of the big selling points for this.
We certainly hope so. Our goal, as with our other products, has been to bring high quality, a really good set of features and functionality at a price that is very affordable.
And for anyone who remembers that device, this, and no pun intended, is slimmer than the Slim was slim. There you go.
Yes. Yes, this device is only about a quarter inch in thickness and about 6 inches wide and about 2.5 inches from front to back.
So again, $99, and the release timeline on this?
Is also in early July.
Okay. One more thing even to talk about as far as Braille, the reappearance, you have a graffiti sitting here in the booth. Talk about the development of that and what the future holds for the graffiti.
That's right. So we have been working on the graffiti, and it's been in development for over 5 years now. And we're now at a point where we are able to launch it for sale. So
let's review quickly. It's a 40 by 60 tactile tablet that can display images, and you can also draw on it.
That's right. It's an array of pins that are arranged in 40 rows and 60 columns. Each pin is independently settable to multi-levels, multiple heights. And this is very unique in our field. There's no other technology that can permit multiple levels for each pin. And this multi-level capability allows you to feel attributes such as color or texture by setting the pins to different heights to correspond to those. So things like topographical maps can be seen and visualized very easily.
Okay. What is the pricing looking like on the graffiti?
So the graffiti at the moment, we are pricing it at $15,000. Our intention is to get higher volumes in sales, and the target price is to get below the $5,000 mark.
Okay. And those are, can someone order one of those now? Or?
Yes, we're accepting orders. They will be delivered in about 8 weeks' time.
Okay. Before we go, I just want to do a brief mention, since there are other products that you've created over the years that are still available, the talking calculators and graphing calculators, things like that. So what else is still currently available?
So some of our early products were a line of calculators that we developed in partnership with Texas Instruments. Texas Instruments have been a longtime partner of ours in the calculator product line. And we currently have the ever popular Orion TI-84 Plus, which is a talking graphing calculator. And this was developed in a partnership with Texas Instruments and the American Printing House. And this is in production, in stock, and ready to ship. It's available directly through us, through our website, or also through our distributors in the U.S. and worldwide. We also have the Orion TI-30 XS Multiview Talking Scientific Calculator. And this is also available through us and through our distributors. Both the products are in active production. Texas Instruments continues to manufacture these products. They are fully accessible, and we continue to produce and support them and have no intention of discontinuing those. So customers can buy them directly from us or through our distributors.
Great. A lot to unpack, and I'm sure people will have additional questions. So what is the best way to contact you?
The best way is to contact us through email at info@orbitresearch.com. And all of the information that we talked about today is also on our website. That's www.orbitresearch.com.
And we've also posted on Blind Bargains a pretty detailed summary of all of the new products from Orbit Research. So go over to Blind Bargains. You can find that and learn even more. Thank you so much, Venkatesh, for coming back on the podcast. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, JJ, for having me. It's always a pleasure.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys. Online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2020.